Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, man. First off, can I just have this PSA for a minute?
Go for it.
Because I got a lot of angry dudes sliding my DMs talking real greasy.
You got dudes in your DMs?
Yeah. Wow. But here's the thing.
It's another Thursday.
Here's the thing. Like my father said, hit dog or holler, right? And so I started this off by saying I'm recklessly speculating. Mm-hmm. So for y'all to be all up in y'all little feelings like that, I must be saying something that resonates.
They're little feelings.
Yeah.
Strong.
Because you got the bravado. Because I looked at some of y'all pictures. Y'all
No.
But I'm saying y'all got a lot of nerve come in talking like real greasy. Mm. And I'm looking at y'all like, dog, you ain't really about that action.
Messy, like, and ain't Thursday.
No, I'm just saying it's not that serious. Because I came in here this morning and I said I was going to recklessly speculate. So for you to be that up in your feelings about what I'm saying, I must be saying something that's hitting home. Yeah,
coming from Joe and I, two people who probably get this a lot more often than you, mute button.
Mute it.
No, but
move
on. What I'm saying is this, man.
Smile and wave.
This is me looking at the tea leaves and guesstimating about what AJ could potentially be thinking. This is not etched in stone. That's why I said reckless speculation. So this is what I need y'all to do. Get out of your feelings and just enjoy the show.
Well, here's what it is. We're all interpreting what we think he means by what he said a couple times yesterday. One on the stream, and then obviously when he held
court. Who is he talking to, Joe? Because he said, this is what he said for all y'all snowflakes out there. Mm. He said, me and the coaches are cool. He said that, right?
So I agree with you that I think he's mostly talking about the quarterback. My issue with it, though, is the production in terms of the passing game is very similar last year when they won the Super Bowl.
No, I get it.
But it's just being distributed differently, and they're still winning. So when I take apart all those things, like passing game is pretty much what it was last year, which is not great. Like let's get it straight. But Jalen's not a great quarterback. Let's get that straight. He's a good one, not a great one. Passing game is similar, not great, but okay, there's been some good moments. In fact, there were a few good games. The wins are still there. Jalen's numbers are on par or better. Everyone else's numbers are on par or better. AJ's are down. So when I unpack it, it's not that he's upset with the whole operation. He's upset that he's less of a part of the operation. That's my frustration.
There might be some truth to that.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's wrong in how he views the game. Maybe he's right. I mean, he plays the game. My view is, well, wait a second. You won last year. You complained last year. It worked out in the end. The passing numbers are not worse. In fact, they're a lot better in a lot of ways this year. Your numbers are down. So what are you really upset about?
There's some truth to that. But, okay, let me ask you this question. Because I don't know where this offense is ranked. But this is the question I want to ask you.
What do you want to know? Yards or points?
Let me set up like this, Joe. Where this offense is, I would say this. Where this offense is ranked and where we think it should be is not in the same place.
Do you want to know points per game?
Yeah.
Okay. The Eagles right now enter week number 11, 12th in the NFL in points per
game.
That's
better, because at one point they were like 20th
now,
or something, right?
Also, if we're being fair, they had a pick six by Jalix Hunt. They had a kick, the blocked field goal returned by Jordan Davis, right? So I think that's the two, right? So 14 of the points or 12, whatever, if they kicked extra points. Two of the touchdowns this year were scored by defense or special teams. So you take it for what it is, but they are 12th in the NFL at 24.2 points per game.
Okay, 12th is not bad. But when you look at the talent that we have,
it should be better.
We should be better.
I agree.
That's the point that AJ's making. And that's the thing that nobody wants to wrap their head around. You want to get mad at me because I'm sitting up here recklessly speculating about a quarterback who people still had question marks about.
All right, let's hear that quarterback, and then we're going to tell you about this great prize we're giving away and how we're doing it for the next couple weeks. First, let's hear Jalen yesterday. He spoke after AJ. This had Hugh fired up. Here it is.
Where do you stand in terms of getting him more involved?
Yeah, I know you got to ask those questions, and I have a lot of respect for that. And I think my focus always gears back to what the group is doing and what the collective is. Obviously, AJ plays a pivotal role in what we've been and what we've done, and so we just have to continue to grow with that every day. I know he's talked about having a growth mindset and embracing that, and so we just need that mentality as we go throughout this season and try and get to where we're trying to go.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, I agree. I didn't have a problem with the way Jalen handled his press conference yesterday. I didn't kind of hear it the same way you did. I
didn't like the smug smirk.
Maybe he's tired of AJ complaining.
I mean, it's a lot, Joe. It's a lot. I'm not going to lie. And being grown up is hard. I'll be the first to attest to that. But this is a team that's on the cusp of being a dynasty.
May I ask a question that no one, I don't know if anyone's ever asked it this way.
Yes.
I think sometimes when we hear Jalen use his one-liners, right? And, mm-hmm. and one of his favorite ones, of course, is when did the main thing stop being the main thing or keep the mm-hmm. main thing the main thing? Maybe he's not talking to us, Hugh.
Maybe he's talking to AJ.
Maybe he's talking to AJ. Maybe he's smirking because he's tired of AJ not keeping the main thing the main thing. Like, I think a lot of times, Jalen, like lovers, right, will take it as he's talking to you, Jillio. You mm-hmm. want more points?
You idiot.
You want stats? What's the main thing? Maybe he's talking to AJ Brown. What is the main thing?
To win.
To win. All they do is win.
Have you ever heard of a saying called work harder? I mean, smarter, not harder?
Yes.
It does it feel like this team is working harder for the talent that we have?
No, it's hard. Offense is hard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be. And let's be honest. And AJ talked about that. The defense bailed us out the other night.
I agree. But like Jalen didn't suddenly become limited. Like he didn't go from prime Peyton Manning to a good quarterback. He's mm-hmm. always this is why I this Jalen the AJ stuff falls on deaf ears. He signed twice here to play with Jalen Hurts.
No, I get it. I get it.
Like, did someone fool him and tell him, hey, this guy, biggest arm in the league, quickest processor in the league. He's Patrick Mahomes.
No, he's not.
Like, he's good but not great. So when you have a good but not great quarterback, isn't this part of the deal?
Well, I feel like AJ might be trying to say, since y'all in y'all feelings, so I have to frame it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what he's trying to say is that this offense, for the talent that they have and the way that the players are being designed, that it should be effortless if the quarterback is on schedule with what he's doing. I feel like that's what's being said. Because a lot of times, like, this is where you snowflakes got to read between the lines.
Uh-oh, dude.
No, seriously. You got to read between the lines. Because nobody has vilified AJ outside of us. When you hear Nick Sirianni talk about him, he said he's a big part. Like that, you have to listen to the key words that are being said.
But what
a big part of our offense.
Would it behoove, like, it doesn't help them to vilify him, right?
No, but what I'm saying is this. We had an opportunity to move on. Now, Howie didn't give you a ringing endorsement, but he said he wears a C for a reason.
Yeah, they could have traded him.
He wears a C for a reason.
They could have traded him, then have to resign him. They want him around.
Just because he's the loudest doesn't mean he's the only one that's not disgruntled.
Well, that is true. All right, 215-592-9494. Derek in Paoli is up. What's up, Derek?
Yo, Hugh.
Yes.
Are you in character?
What are you talking about?
Because I feel like it's just weird for you to have that kind of take. Like, you like bringing everything that A.J. Brown is saying and doing, it has to go back to the quarterback, right? Like, that's confusing. Like, even when you're saying Jalen Hurts should be asking about his teammate, Jalen Hurts didn't. He said the same thing that you just said. He was like, A.J.'s a big part of what we've done and what we're going to do. Like, you want him to go into a testimony about – you know, I call him every day and check on him and this, that, and the third.
But no, see,
like,
Derek, I think this is what you're missing, brother, is that you could do all that, but AJ has said and Jalen has said they don't even speak. How do you go to work? Like, my thing is this, D. You go to work with the man every day. You could easily make all of this go away. Like, that's the problem that I have, is because it's not like he live in California and I live in Philadelphia. It's not like I got to wait to see him. You drive into that facility every day. You see this man every day. You could put all of this to bed. Like, seriously. Yes.
This is my whole thing. Like, you played in the NFL, right? Like, so when I come listen to the show, like, I want you to, like, give me something, like, from the NFL. So you know, like, when you play in the NFL, you get to the highest level. Like, like you say, all these guys have egos, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you saying, like, it's not – whatever. We don't know what they went through, right? So for you to say, like, they should be able to go and do this and go do that, we're talking about two guys who got generational wealth. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So their egos have only increased since they got generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like from that part, like, we don't know what's going on with their relationship, right?
And you're right.
So I don't think – I just don't think that – and it's like I said, it's opinions. I just don't think – like, whatever AJ is getting – from, like, the media, the fans, right? Whatever he's getting, he's putting it out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jalen Hurts doesn't get up there. Like, you're saying he's not a leader. So if he wasn't a leader, he could have got up there and been like, man, I'm tired of answering these AJ questions. Like, AJ got to get out of his feelings and yada, 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 right? But it's like, why do they have to get up there every week except for the 1 week that he didn't play, and speak about, like, his unhappiness. That's the part that we're deflecting from. Like, all the other stuff, even what he said yesterday, he sounded like, I like what he was saying, but it doesn't mean he has to say it. You understand what I'm saying?
No, but he felt
a different road. But, right? You don't agree with that?
But here's the thing, D. And I feel, I hear what you're saying, but here's the reality, and you're right about egos, but I remember telling a story on these airwaves with me and B. Mitch. We got into it, right? And I got an ego, he had one too, and it almost came to blows before a game. But I put my pride in my pocket because my relationship with my teammate meant more to me than some petty squabble. So that's why I'm coming from it from that perspective. And I went over there to a man, and I apologized to B. Mitch before the game. Told him to a man, I was sorry. That's what I'm talking about. Let me finish though, D, for a minute. I'll let you cook. But my thing is this: when you start talking, like, I don't break bread with everybody, and I know a lot of people don't understand that. But I break bread with family members. I break bread with people I consider family. So when you talk about, when you start invoking God, kids, and talk about family members and stuff like that, that's who AJ is, or Jalen is to AJ. There is nothing that you shouldn't be able to talk about. This shouldn't be played out in the media. And even though Jalen is the quarterback, he still is a family member to AJ, right? So if there's a problem, he needs to go fix it, because it's clear that AJ's trying to tell him something, right? And Jalen's not hearing it. And they've broken bread. We've seen the stories. So my thing is this: as a family member, because I'm family with all, I still kick it with my teammates. And if I got a problem with one of them, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about it, because I've broken bread with them. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I'm saying, even if Jalen doesn't want to do it, he needs to go break bread with AJ and cool him out there. Man, we're on the cusp of a dynasty. That's what I hear when I hear AJ talking. And if y'all don't understand that as fans, I don't know what to tell you, because that's what we're talking about here. That's what AJ, like, I heard AJ yesterday, and that's what I pull from that.
So I hear you on a lot of that, and I agree on a lot of it. I guess when I brought up the boy who cries wolf thing, Jalen had the best passing game of his career. If Jalen has a good passing game, the Eagles do, right? Jalen's the Eagles quarterback.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Vikings game.
Yes. I get it.
Devontae was the lead that day. AJ caught 4 passes. After the game, the Instagram, using me but not using me.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts wins the MVP. He obviously played well. We could have fun arguing about who is the leading force in the Super Bowl, the defense or Jalen. He obviously played well. He's a Super Bowl MVP. A.J. Brown didn't do much in the Super Bowl. A.J. Brown, after the Super Bowl, where they won, talks about it didn't feel right because he didn't dominate. It's the boy who cried wolf. So even you know what's hard for me? I think you're onto something. I don't think everything you're saying is wrong at all. Like, that's why I'm just giving you a different viewpoint based on what you're saying.
No, you should, because I'm not sitting here saying that AJ is right in how he's doing this. And by the way, this is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed mesh technology to find your perfect mattress.
If we don't win the Marconi in 26, I am protesting.
No, but what I'm saying is this. People get mad because you're saying, okay, I just want to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you have to understand. Like, I woke up this morning and not necessarily agreeing with AJ, because everything that he's saying goes against me as a former football player and how I feel about certain things. But here's the thing. If you're being true to yourself and you look at the offense that we have and the talent that we have, there's a disconnect that we don't want to talk about, or potentially not want to talk about. And he's trying to say it's the QB.
I think if we're being totally real, we keep saying they should be a top five offense. They really haven't been since 22. I mean, let's just be real about it.
And by the way, I can sit here and wear this Jalen Hurts shirt and still be a fan and still be critical, because I'm doing the same thing that everybody else is doing. I'm trying to figure this out. So that's why I'm recklessly speculating about this.
Of course you can, because you want the Eagles to win.
That's the bottom line.
Well, that's what most people that aren't pom-pom waivers for a player or two, that's what you want. I mean, I respect that. All right, before we go any further, Hugh, we did this last year. We get to do it again. Do you know what time it is? Hugh Douglas.
What you got?
I don't mean like 11:15. Do you know what time it is, like in the year in the calendar?
The year of our Lord?
No.
Excuse me?
This time of the year on our show.
Wait a minute. Thanksgiving? What?
No, Hugh, it's ComboCon.
Oh.
You forget?
Yeah.
ComboCon!
Yes, it is time, even though Hugh forgot. Nailed it is it. Time
Good
for
job,
ComboCon, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, here is how it works. For the next few weeks, we're going to be giving away prizes each day. If you win the prize of today, or tomorrow, or whatever, the next day, you will win this. Two Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, Jack Daniel's umbrella, a golf tee pack, playing cards, along with a Weber grill brush courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. So that's the daily winner. And if you win today, you're automatically entered. Listen to this, Hugh.
I'm
for
listening.
A Weber grill and a 55-inch smart TV, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, and the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. So that's the major prize. We give away the little one each day, which is great in itself, on the way. So ComboCon, of course, is a combination of two things. So here's what we're looking for today. The best answer we get to a combination of this. Two people that had beef, you know, kind of like maybe the quarterback and the wide receiver, maybe the receiver and the media, maybe Hugh Douglas and
a certain wide receiver.
Yeah, whoever. All right, so it is
Hugh Douglas and everyone in his DMs
yes,
today.
That might be the best one.
Hugh and Mr. Listen, Teddy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so
Teddy.
Ooh, Hugh versus Mr. Teddy is all right. The best answer to two people with beef.
Board.
Now, this doesn't have to be sports, it could be across anything. Two people with beef, best answer we get today will win the qualifying prize, and you'll be automatically entered for the grand prize. All of this, of course, thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long with up to $1,000 of rebates. And thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirits store. Remember, celebrate responsibly. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We have Will in the Northeast up on WIP. Good morning, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up? What's
hey,
up,
Will.
Man?
Let me cook real quick.
You got
Please
it.
Let me finish. Let me finish cooking.
Go ahead, right? cook.
Now this is what I want to say. Mm-hmm. I said it a long time ago about one of the reasons why I believe AJ left Tennessee is because of Derrick Henry, right? Now, this is the thing. Saquon came in, he was like, okay, I'm going to a team. Now the running is okay, so, but I'm gonna be a dominant factor. And he was until Saquon came, right? Now Saquon came. Took the spotlight off of him, you know, for one season. Now, we at a point right now, this is what I want to say to AJ. AJ, you could go to Jalen. You could have been with the Jalen and said, listen, man, I need the ball. We need to figure something out the way I can get the ball. Now, you take 15 yards, 20-yard passes, 10-yard passes. It's all going to add up. And then you go for the big one. Now, what I saw what A.J. did in one game, he said, you know what? I got this guy. You hit me. Hit me, Jalen. And that's what he did because you had him. But you got to get open, A.J. And one thing I want to say about A.J., man, listen, this is a spiritual battle that you're going through, bro. Because, listen, I suffer with mental illness too. But you know what God told me? He said, look yourself in the mirror, Will, and tell yourself that you are the problem. And then I want you to look yourself in the mirror and say, you are the solution. So you're the problem and the solution to all your problems that you're bringing on the team, bro. All you got to do is, listen, shut up, and I understand how you feel, but just take it, and guess what? It's a team effort. You said the defense helped us win because they're part of the team, bro. That's what we need you to be, a part of the team. And all you got to do is get in and fall in love. And guess what? We're going to win another Super Bowl.
There we go, Will.
Because we need you, bro. All you got to do is do what you've been doing. It's being great. Stop talking and stop rapping and start producing. Because this is the time. They say we need you. Every time you step on that field, you draw a double team. And you keep other people open. So this is the trick. And then guess what? The big game, we know who we got to go to. The best receiver in the league. And that's you, they say. And I need you to understand that. The only way you want to get better is if you want to get better. It's not the team, it's you. So let's stop with the bickering and the beating, and let's play the best story football. Because we are the best team, not the best eye. We the best team. So let's do it, AJ. We need you. Every time you step on the field, we know we're going to win. Because you draw so much attention. And all I need you to do is do what you've been doing. And that's winning. You've always been a winner. And continue to be a winner, baby. So let's do it for the team.
Will, that's an all-timer, buddy. That's an all-timer. Will, two people that have beef. What do you got?
Hey, listen, I'm going to go outside the box. I'm going to say two companies, two people that made these drinks, the people that created Pepsi and Coke.
Pepsi versus Coke. That's a big answer. All right, Will.
I didn't expect two entities.
You know what, though? Listen, they had some beef. They've always had some beef. Pepsi versus Coke.
Will was on fire, man.
Yeah, that was an all-timer,
by the way. If I remember correctly, I think it was Coke was winning, and then they changed the formula, and that's when Pepsi gained the momentum.
Listen, that's
a
good
answer. And they never really got, that was a really good answer.
That's a great answer. All right, 215-592-9494. Boy, we are on fire here today. It's a tense situation with the A.J. Brown stuff.
I just think it's funny.
Wouldn't you know it? The team is 7-2 and the number one seed in the NFC. Our speaking of tension.
This is a soap opera.
It really is. All they do is win, and all they do is have all the soap opera stuff. All right, speaking of tension, a very tense moment in Nick Sirianni's press conference yesterday. You're going to want to hear this. It was the M&M boys where it was like they were delivering.
The M&M boys.
Yeah, really? You'll hear it.
I don't give a shit.
Who came up with that name?
Well, it was Maris and Mantle back in the day. The new M&M boys are McClain and McManus. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. You're going to want to hear the Sirianni's presser from yesterday, your phone calls on the AJ situation, your take on it from yesterday. Mine is quite simple. He cares more about his stats than winning. Where do you come down on AJ? Hugh is recklessly speculating on a Thursday.
A lot of people mad, too.
Yeah, it's all right.
Y'all will be all right. Go get you a sugar cookie. Go get you a sugar cookie and some cocoa. You'll be all right.
You have any sugar cookies around here?
I had none in a while.
I do like a good sugar cookie. All right, your phone call's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or the last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet, plus a share of bonus bets. I'm looking at Drake May tonight for a touchdown. What are we at here? +170. And if your bets, and at FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot, FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus. Let's play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
What Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big mad. You want to? I'm not. Listen, dog. For all y'all that slide in my DMs mad at me, listen. I told y'all I got some rest last night.
I know.
And I started the show. And I said I was going to recklessly speculate. But it's interesting that my reckless speculation has got y'all ire up so much that y'all threatening me.
I'll tell you, wide awake Douglas
Whoa,
is a problem.
Threats?
Wow.
And D-Gun ain't making no bet. D-Gun threatening me. He laughing and giggling. I'm like, dog, it ain't that serious. This is football. Y'all mad at me because of my take. Like, it's mine. Like, it's my whole take. It might not be right, but y'all treating it like it is. You know what I mean? I'm living rent-free in y'all head right now. And I'm just sitting up here talking about my feelings and the way that I saw these press conferences, how they played out.
Well, I remember what we talked about recently.
What's that?
The truth sounds like hate to those who hate the truth. I mean, that's what happens.
I'm laughing. I said, like, Joe, this is the thing. I started the show and I said, hey, I even had a what they call them things where you put it up a message on the thing.
What thing?
On the Twitter. What you call them things when you put
a tweet?
Oh, yeah, there you go. I forgot the name.
is this the one you recorded in the middle of the night in your bed?
No, not that one.
We'll get to
no,
that.
No, the one I was in the break room and I said, hey, man.
Oh, you did another one? I missed that one.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I said, listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now.
Uh-oh.
I said, my reckless speculation is going to be unprecedented.
Yeah, it is today. It is.
I said it's going to be unprecedented.
When you threw Hillary Clinton in there, we went to a different level. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls. Plus, it is Combo-Con. We're looking for two people or entities, I guess, if you want. We have Pepsi
entities.
Versus Coke. Yeah, they had a beef. The best one we get today wins the qualifying prize, which is awesome in its own right, and entered for the grand prize, the Weber Grill 55-inch smart TV, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, Jack Daniel's Yeti Cooler Cornhole Set. It is a really cool grand prize as we head towards the playoff season, maybe another Super Bowl for the Eagles here. All right, before we get to all that, let's hear Nick Sirianni yesterday. He's dealing with all this and obviously on edge in his press conference as the M&M boys, McManus and McClain.
That is so funny.
You want that to stick so bad.
I do. They peppered him with questions. Here it is. Here's yesterday.
Can you square this up, though? Because there's been a couple players who have indicated that that it was a Jalen and AJ communication that led to that.
I knew exactly what the play was that we were calling, and that was run in that moment.
So they didn't check?
I knew exactly what the play was in that moment, what we called, and what was and what
did
happen.
I guess the greater issue is why in the first 59 minutes was AJ never targeted beyond?
Were we in a debate? Or is that
I think that's a fair question to ask.
What's the question?
Why wasn't AJ targeted beyond the first two drives, and it took until that moment for you guys to throw to him deep?
Yeah, again, games, if you look at the game and how the game went, there's a lot of plays in that game that are going to him that for different reasons don't.
Please don't put words in my mouth or we're going to have a problem.
It does harken back to Doug. My favorite one was there. Is this a debate? Like, it went from a press conference to, are we having a debate?
You know what the worst part about all this is? Because I just want to be transparent here.
Okay.
I didn't want to wake up and be like this. This is not the path that I chose.
This is how God made you.
This is like, Joe, and my man Derek, like, I like Derek a lot, and Derek brought some stuff for me to think. But listen, D, I'm on nobody's side. I'm on the side of the truth, the way that I see it.
Detective Douglas has checked it.
No, Joe, and I know I probably, with that comment, I'm serious, but I probably irritate a lot of people by saying it. But I'm serious, dog. Like, I sit here and I go where the story takes me. Like, I listen different than y'all. Because you, like most people, you people want to listen to the side that makes you feel good about the way that you feel.
Yeah, sure.
I don't do that. I try not to do that because I don't think that's the right way to live. I try to listen to everything that's being said. And the reason why I feel that AJ is talking about the quarterback, because there's been press conferences where he's made it clear that he's cool with Kevin Petullo. He likes what he's doing. He has no problem with Nick Sirianni because he talked about how, him and Coach talk. Okay, so deductive reasoning. Who is he talking about?
So, look, can I give you a, I just try to think of an analogy. Because I don't think you're necessarily wrong, but A.J. didn't have, again, to me, Jalen's been the same guy for a while. He's a good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He has some things in his game that maybe can hold the offense back at times for being on schedule, right?
Mm-hmm.
A.J. didn't used to have a problem with this when he had 1,400 yards.
There's some, there, and Joe, that's the thing. There's some truth to that.
So let me, an analogy. Imagine you carpool with someone or you drive with someone,
mm-hmm.
and they're a reckless driver. Or they drive a little too fast, and you never say anything. You never say anything because, hey, you're getting there on time, everything's cool. And then they get pulled over, and you're late to work, and then you're all pissy. Why didn't you say something in the beginning?
That's called being a grown-up. And you sign off with stuff like that, and you let it go. You can't do anything about it.
But that's what I mean. AJ signed here twice. He has signed two 100 or close to $100 million contracts to play with Jalen Hurts. But now that his numbers are down, again, if everyone's passing numbers were down, if everyone's receiving numbers were down, then it'd be like, oh, bleep. Jalen and the passing game are costing us games, mm-hmm. and we all are upset. I see 7 touchdowns for Dallas Goedert. I see top.
Yeah, Dallas having a banner year.
Devontae's production is close to top 10 in the NFL.
Yes.
Close to top 10. So
yes.
They're okay. They're getting the football. They're making plays. AJ's not. And now he's holding court. So it strikes me more as it's about him rather than the whole operation.
And that's a fair assessment because that's what it looks like. And that's why I sit back because he's been doing this for weeks. But there's also a component of this that we don't talk about because – it's not a big deal because we're winning. Like the bottom line, and I'm always be a bottom line guy. But just like yesterday when we talked about it at Klondike Case, when all this stuff came out, and I told you I refuse to deal with this. So, because it followed a pattern.
Mm-hmm, it does.
It followed a pattern. And what changed yesterday for me was he spoke. And I'm going to tell you, this is how I process this. Because yesterday, people talking about you being inconsistent. No, I'm very consistent. I'm consistently on the side of what I deem is fair and the truth. Because yesterday, when I said, I refused to talk about it because I felt like he was going to do what he always does. He's going to be passive aggressive. He's going to be asked about it in the press conference, and he's not going to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
He sat there for 8 minutes.
No, he spoke yesterday.
And spoke. That's why when I heard him speak, I sat back like most grown folks are supposed to do and listen to what he's saying. And that's why I came up with him talking about he's like thinking that he's talking about the quarterback. Who else is he talking about when he talks about evolving? Like, I know that, you know, the crutch is we've had a new offensive coordinator, right? But the offense is still the same. The fact that this offense starts every season stagnant, that hasn't changed. We sat here, and if you're being honest with yourself, the first game of the season, we looked at other offenses and said, damn. With new coordinators, and they're throwing the ball all over the place, right? So AJ says what he says, and I give you, like, just from deductive reasoning, like this idea for some of y'all that don't understand deductive reasoning and want to be mad.
We're going into the Hugh Douglas mind lab here?
No, I'm saying.
How did it happen?
Because here's the thing. We got three people, right? We got three heads of the snake, right? And I'm doing it in the thing. Okay. He's already said he cool with the head coach, right?
Yeah.
So he ain't talking about him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got two people left that directly affect him, right?
The coordinator.
The quarterback and the coordinator, right?
Yeah, Petullo and Jalen.
So he said he's cool with Kevin Petullo, and he's been dialing up some stuff, right? He said that, right?
He said it.
Okay, so I can take this one down,
so
right?
So there's one finger up.
Okay, so who left?
Do you want to hear what AJ said about
No,
Kevin
but I'm saying, like, yeah. but you mad at me, but who left?
No,
who left?
Let's hear what he said about Petullo.
Petullo is under a lot of criticism right now. You're with him on the sideline. What's he like during the sideline when it comes to adjustments during the game, talking to you about different plays, and just the job you think he's done?
Well, he's nonstop. You know, I think, honestly, you know, I think he's doing an amazing job. He's trying to get us the ball and talk about things that we may see in the ideas that he has. And, you know, it's nonstop communication, and I know he's getting a lot of scrutiny, but, you know, I think he's doing a good job and keeping this thing going.
Why are you mad at me? Like, seriously, why are you mad at me? Because I listen? I listen to what's being said, and y'all don't?
I'm not mad at you. I think you have
that's what I'm saying, but,
fair points, but...
Joe, it's not... I, and you need to listen to this part. I'm not saying it's right. I've never said once the way that he's handling this is right.
Yeah.
But who is he talking about?
The quarterback. I know.
But that's what I'm saying.
But is he talking about him because he truly is worried they're not going to win, or is it because his numbers are pedestrian?
That's the million-dollar question.
Well, I know, and I have my opinion on it. He cares about his numbers more than winning. He told us after the Super Bowl. He told us in plain English.
There's probably some validity to that. I never denied that. But again, I ask you, you just told me earlier in the show, this is the 12th-ranked offense, right?
Yeah, in terms of points per game, yep.
Points per game.
Yep.
Where do you think they should be?
All the
people that are mad at me, in your mind, when you look at the talent that we have, and Joe just told you they're the 12th-ranked offense, where do you think they should
they
be ranked?
They should be with at least within the top 10, but more likely probably top 5.
So why are you mad at – AJ's not going about saying it the right way. He's not. But why are you mad at him for saying it?
Well, but is this helping them get there? Is this productive, or is this just nonsense?
I will tell you something I know for a fact, that in the NFL – you're always striving to be better.
Sure.
Now, we've gotten better, but we've taken incremental steps in that position. We've taken incremental steps.
And to your point on why this is an issue, and I agree it is an issue. Like, Baldy was on the afternoon show yesterday and said, offensively, they're not in the same league as Seattle and the Rams and right now. And Sunday, and we're going to play the Lions, right?
You know what the worst part about all this
is? We got to go through all those teams to get to the Super Bowl again.
We got a team coming into town. We got all this stuff going on in our house, and we got a team with a coach that ain't wrapped too tight coming into town looking at all that. Oh, yeah, and they got two home run hitters in the backfield that run a whole lot of play action. Remember when I used to tell y'all about the play action, how as a defensive lineman, you got to respect that because they can run the ball? Got a team coming here, run a whole lot of play action. You better get your house in order. Got to get your house in order.
Well, you should. You need to. 215-592-9494. We're trying to get our house in order. Chris in Middletown will help us do that. What's up, Chris?
Happy Groundhog Day, man.
What's going on?
We're back. We are back. What's up, Chris?
Guys, before I get into this, I want to throw a couple ideas out there for you and see which one you like, because I feel like we're stuck in this endless loop of a soap opera era.
Mm-hmm. We are. So it's great. I love it.
I have some show names for you. So,
okay.
Three of them to choose from. We have As the Brown Turns, then we have Days of AJ's Life.
Oh, that's good.
And then the third one, I got to say, I like this one, Bold and the Brown. I don't know. What are you guys thinking there?
The AJ what? Days of AJ's Life?
Days of AJ's Life and As the Brown Turns.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Yeah. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it. So. Guys, first of all, you got to be kind to AJ because AJ is living his truth. He's not apologizing. He's doubling down on it. Like somebody else we know there in Studio Hugh. He's doubling down, and even when the kids want the candy, he's just saying, "Hell no, I'm not. I'm not apologizing. No apology here." So, you got to give him some credit for that. But in all seriousness, guys, Hugh's right, Joe. You know, you've lowered the bar so much. You're comparing it and saying, like, hey, but look at the numbers versus last year. Yeah, last year's numbers weren't great.
Well, no, I haven't lowered the bar. Why do we have to live in la-la land?
Joe, why do you?
Well, no. I don't. I live in reality. I said after week one, I am done expecting this passing game to be great. Everyone yelled at me, Joe, you're a hater. It's not great. It's never going to be great with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback.
Then why are you trying to say, oh, see, it's just as good as last year, like last year was good?
They won the Super Bowl.
Okay. Like, yes, because of the running back and because of the defense,
yes.
We won the Super Bowl.
I agree.
Okay, and then you know what?
But like, I don't wake up expecting the sky to be green and the grass to be blue. This is what we signed up for. AJ Brown is in la-la land if he thinks this is the team, this is the scheme, this is the coach, this is the quarterback that he's going to have 14 catches a game. Why is he, like, why am I supposed to sit here and say, oh, I get it, AJ? AJ, man, wake up.
I can't explain why all of a sudden he thinks his quarterback and find him when he's wide open.
Wide open. What are we talking about? He's not wide open.
Joe, don't watch the video.
Because I just. Why are we expecting this to be something it's not?
Because, Joe, we want better. He should get better. Everybody should get better. And you know what?
So we La La Land. I get it.
Yeah, we live in La La Land.
You know what I want? You know what I want? You know, guess what? Here's what I want. Bryce Harper to become Aaron Judge next year. And I'm going to be pissed if he's not. He ain't as good as him.
I'm glad you mentioned that name, Joe, because you know what? All the Jalen out there that love to whine and complain about how everybody defends St. Bryce. Why is it you do the same thing for Jalen? Because everybody does the same damn thing, and it's annoying and obnoxious. And you know what?
What are we talking about? I'm not defending him. I'm saying exactly what he is. I've been doing this for years. In 2021, I was an idiot because I said he could be a good starting quarterback.
Why is that different?
I'm put you on hold. Because it's everyone else that can't get a grip on reality. I have had the same take on Jalen Hurts since the minute he took the field. He's good. He can play. You can win with him. But now everyone, including A.J. Brown, has gone to La La Land and thinks we're going to light it up and score 35 points a game. This quarterback is good, not great. When you have a good, not great quarterback, there's flaws in his game. They also employ another expensive receiver, an expensive tight end, a running back that gets a lot of touches. I said this a month ago. We have a math problem. If A.J. thinks he's going to get 15 catches a game here, he's nuts. So, is Jalen flawed? Yes, everybody. Anyone with eyes has seen this for years. Can you win with Jalen Hurts? Obviously. He's a good quarterback. I'm just not sure what A.J. Brown wants. That's why I'm more frustrated with A.J. than Jalen. I know what Jalen is. I've been telling you all the same thing for 4 years. He's good. He's not great. A.J.'s never going to win and have the numbers he wants here. So either, guess what? He can scream and cry and yell and twitch with Janky's, whatever his name is.
Rondo.
He could go do his prayer. He could hold court for 8 minutes. And all the AJ people could say, he just wants to win. No, he doesn't. Can you wake the hell up? He wants the football. They win every game, basically, he plays here. And guess what? If you look at the last 11 games, the more they throw to AJ, the less they win. The less they throw to AJ, the more they win. So spare me with the whole he needs the ball to win. Obviously, the facts say he doesn't. He wants the football. That's what this is about. That's why it all falls on deaf ears to me. He wants the football. Jalen Hurts is who he is. Either AJ accepts it, wins, goes to the Hall of Fame with him, and they win three championships together, or he get the hell out.
But here's you're not wrong in what you're saying, but this is where I'm stuck, Joe. If everything that, to be honest, I don't know what AJ is right now. It's hard to say. You know, we sat here and we talked to Jason Avant every day, and I watch the games, and there's times where I can honestly say, okay, it doesn't like he's trying on this play. He's not getting separation.
Yeah.
But they're trying to get him involved in the passing game.
Sure. Has anyone also thought maybe he's in decline?
Hamstring injury, knee injury. Let me finish. And they've made a conscious effort to tell us every week that he's a big part of the passing game. Hmm. To your point, see, and this is where for me it gets a little gray. Because I watch the same games that everybody else watch, and I have the same questions. And I asked Jason the other day, and he said it's a little bit of both. Remember when I asked him? I said, hey, is he falling off? He says a little bit of both. He said he's not getting separation. He didn't say he was falling off. He said he's not getting separation.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes he's not running the routes well. I think some of that has to do with his frustration in knowing that the ball's supposed to come to him, and it's not going to come to him in a timely fashion.
You might be right.
Recklessly speculating, because I don't know.
I just wish he said that yesterday. He said a lot of things. You know, I didn't hear one time. You know, I have been banged up. I've missed practice. As we talk about timing, who missed all the training camp? Was Jalen out there every day, or
AJ wasn't.
AJ wasn't out there every day. Jalen goes to practice every day. AJ didn't practace. Has Jalen missed the game? AJ's missed the game.
But Chris, see, here's the problem.
I'm sorry, Chris. We need your combo comments.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Chris. But here's the problem, as I finish my point.
It's one of those days.
It is. No,
but here's the problem, Joe.
Yep.
Is that we are so – AJ's painted a picture for us that, you know, he's a negative guy, he's a malcontent, that we don't hear what he's saying.
But we heard it. We heard yesterday.
No, but you don't want to hear what he's saying. And that's all that I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't agree with what he's doing, but he might be on to something.
Chris, Combo Con?
I got an answer for you. Okay. So this is so similar to today's AJ versus Jalen type of thing going on. We have two guys that started off as friends and then turned an entire country, East Coast versus West Coast, into an all-out war. That's Tupac versus the Notorious B.I.G.
Wow. First couple answers here are off the walls. They're good
ones.
That's
not bad.
By the way, I hated the whole "woe is me, AJ" thing. From like, I said all the right things after the game, and you still made a story. No, we didn't.
You're right. There was no story after the game.
No story until you went on Twitch. Like, what are you talking about? I can't stand that crap.
Yeah,
because you know what people do. He's right. Stupid media, WIP. Put the fries in the bag, Joe.
Put the fries in the bag.
You know what it strikes me as? We did this yesterday with what are you saying, Hugh? The AIDS, the cultural thing, his generation.
Yeah.
He probably went on his phone, and someone could have been a random person was saying something about him, and he thinks that's the story. There's a million people with an opinion on the internet. That doesn't mean it's the story. So he's wrong. On Tuesday, there was no story about AJ being upset. None. He made the story. I mean, he made the story when he went on the Twitch.
He went on Janky Rondo.
I don't even, like, besides the fact that we mentioned he didn't really get touches during the game, there was nothing about AJ's feelings, his thoughts, comments after the game. Not a single thing.
Yeah, it was one of those, someone told me Steph Curry's not the best shooter. Shoot.
That was absurd.
Yeah, no one said that. Yeah, I mean, that's
put just...
Put the fries in the bag. Black Gritty is up. What's up, Black Gritty?
Hopefully you got a little time frame. We're not up against it because y'all were going through a lot. So first of all, Hugh, you're emotional.
Like Carl Thomas, somebody said
yeah, you're
that. Hey, Black Gritty, I got some rest.
You talk about speculation, boy. Somebody kidnapped his phone. I want to know what the other messages he got last night. He came here with your chest. First of all, let me start off with this. You brought up the Falcons. You know, that vaunted offense. You know what happened after they lost the Super Bowl? They went from high-flying 540 points all the way down to 310.
Oh, yeah, they fell apart.
You know why? Mm. Because they had a great – when you win a lot, you go against a stronger schedule every year after, okay? We win 10 games a year. So every year we go against people's best. And when you win the Super Bowl, it's everybody else's Super Bowl. So I'm sorry that the Giants can get up and feel like they're going to win a championship by beating us one time every decade. So that's the first thing on that. So just, when you brought up that, I was heavy jumping out the window. When you lose, you got to play tough people. Secondly, all I know is 2 years ago, I would have been right on board with you about Jalen Hurts not being a leader. But since all that reporting came out, I see a Love Hurts shirt by other people. He's wearing Quinyanimo Bays, exciting whites, everybody wearing Jalen Hurts jerseys. You know what I don't see anybody else wearing? A check on your teammate jacket. I didn't see another teammate wearing a check on your teammate jacket yet, okay? So maybe there's something to that, okay? They ain't sharing each other's clothes or whatever. I mean, I see the coach wearing Love Hurts and Quinyanimo, and exciting whites. I see Big Dom wearing it. So maybe we should get that together. Because my quarterback seems like he's done a much better job trying to be a teammate. Now, A.J. Brown, he is not wrong with what he's saying. But he's wrong because now the media is getting blamed. Fans are getting blamed for what he says. Keep it in-house. You've been on the air for an hour and 41 minutes before you mentioned the Lions. I got to go up against the Lions. They've been looking for us for the last two seasons. And we just have the 92 minutes to finally brought up the Lions. You think it's a bulletin board material? You out here crying and pillow talking on the internet, AJ? You know what? If you want to talk about Petula ain't the problem and Nick ain't the problem, then be a man and kick in Hurts' door and say, bro, give me the ball. Because when you look, she tweeted out, they used me, but they not used me. You know what that means? Hey, you are the target dummy taking a double team, and Smitty's getting open.
You're the crash test.
So the squeaky wheel don't get the oil, right? Because Smitty's out here catching balls. He can keep his mouth shut. Where's Saquon? Why isn't Saquon complaining about my lot and not blocking for him properly so he can get his 800 yards? Why is he blaming Lane Johnson for going in and out of games for him not getting his 100 yards? Oh, why is it? You see what I'm saying? The whole team's got problems, and they're going against everybody's best every week. And I'm sorry to Jalen Hurts. Isn't Peyton Manning, but you know what he does? He gets George W.
Yes.
And AJ Brown. Hugh, last thing. You keep saying nobody listening. The problem with you is you got selective listening. That man told you after he won the Super Bowl, he don't care nothing about no Super Bowl. He cares about dominating. So he can't come here today and tell me he cares about
I said
the
he was wrong. But Black Gritty, you can't deny that he feels some kind of way, and this offense has been stagnant. That's a fact. And I hear you about the teams being stronger. That's true. But as much talent as we have, we shouldn't be sputtering along like we are.
Yeah, they should. All right, Black Gritty, what do you got for Combo Com? What's your combination?
Last two things that. Hugh, you said you only break bread with family. We family. Let's go get this chicken.
We ain't gonna eat no stereotype of chicken. We ain't gonna do the stereotypical chicken.
We doing it. And secondly,
although KFC got that barbecue,
I'm pandering to the king. I'm pandering to you, emotional king. Optimus Prime versus Megatron.
Have beef. It's a good one.
Man, they've been beefing for a long time. Right, ooh, I got one from the first movie version when they brought them back. Mm-hmm. I got one of those yesterday.
All right, gotta show us that. All right, 215-592-9049 for more of your phone calls coming up. We'll let you hear one thing AJ said coming up, and two former Eagles takes on that aspect. To hear from Shady, Jason Kelsey, all next. Your phone calls on the A.J. Brown situation. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. The Hestruck's back, and it's better than ever. Two racers, one amazing holiday gift. The 2025 Stock Car Racer loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com for $49.99 with free standard shipping and batteries included.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.